From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Pinero Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Sheriff's Office disciplinary records for 2019 and 2020 show 20 separate incidents ranging from harassment to insubordination by corrections officers, deputies, and other employees. Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa said, and I quote, "I think 20 in almost 3 years is a lot. It shows that when people make complaints that we look at it. There aren't any egregious complaints, but nonetheless, they are complaints. These things happen in every organization." End quote. In one incident, former deputy Daniel Kopeck allegedly used an agency-issued baton and firearm to threaten an unarmed guest at his home on December 9, 2019, after drinking alcohol at a party he hosted. Figueroa said, and I quote, "He resigned because he probably was going to get fired," end quote. Figueroa said in 2020, Deputy Anthony Scarcelli was investigated for another off-duty incident, allegedly harassing a neighbor and I quote, "overstepping his bounds," end quote. Scarcelli was docked 3 vacation days for intimidating his neighbors who were setting off legal fireworks. On the clock, Deputy Brian Waltman was found to have used, and I quote, "excessive force," end quote, while detaining a suspect, and deputies Michael Rizzo and John McGuire demonstrated, and I quote, "unprofessional behavior," end quote. Rizzo was recorded on a video saying, and I quote, "why don't you take her over to Poughkeepsie and throw her off the bridge," end quote. And McGuire was recorded saying, and I quote, "drop her off on the side of the road for all I care," end quote. Also, corrections officer Carell Salters was accused of, and I quote, "unnecessary excessive force and other potential policy violations," end quote, against an inmate, and Robin Andrews was found to have violated policy by allowing the inmate a phone call and not handcuffing him to his bed. Corrections officer Jarrett Speedberg was issued a warning for a pattern of, and I quote, "unprofessional, inappropriate comments," end quote. Figueroa said he uses, and I quote, "progressive discipline," end quote, to address most disciplinary problems. He said, and I quote, "if you violate one of the policies, it gets documented, evaluated, and trained. But if it happens again, it gets more severe. If it happens another time, you're probably going to get terminated depending on the severity of the case," end quote. He added, and I quote, "training is key because you can refer to that when anything happens. Is that how you were trained to do it? No, it's not. And looking at your record and what you did in the past now, there's a more heftier penalty, which could include termination," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Scott Myers, known locally as a critic of the building of a new Greene County jail, was found murdered in Catskill on November 27th. State police charged Carrie E. Weiser, 32, of Catskill with second-degree murder, and she was sent to the new Greene County jail building. Myers posted often on social media about the cost to taxpayers of the new Greene County jail, also speaking at meetings and on local radio and writing letters to newspapers. In 2019, the Register Star reported that the, and I quote, "Catskill resident and staunch anti-jail advocate Scott Myers filed a lawsuit involving the construction of the new Greene County jail," end quote. Here is Myers speaking to the Greene County Legislature in 2018 about the jail proposal.
"You don't have the money and you don't have the need, and you're out of line in terms of your approach to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They are not going to give you the money because you haven't done the shared study. They're not going to let you move the sheriff's office out of Catskill because county law 217 says you can't. And if you think I'm being annoying, I'm sorry."
Police said Myers and Weiser knew each other but released few details. This is the third murder in Greene County this year, while there has not been a murder in the county since 2018. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Masara Makati reports in the Times Union that Albany County announced another new COVID-19 related death on November 29th as case counts and hospitalizations rise to last winter's levels. There were 75 more coronavirus cases announced November 29th in Albany County and 53 county residents hospitalized due to COVID-19. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "The alarming trend of increasing hospitalizations continues today, exceeding the levels last seen at the end of February," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "Between what we are seeing here locally and the news that the Omicron variant has been detected in a growing list of countries around the world, including Canada, it's critical that we all remain vigilant and take the proper precautions we know are effective," end quote. Albany County has not had this many hospitalizations since February 25th. McCoy said last week that an indoor mask mandate in Albany County may come if case counts surge after Thanksgiving. McCoy said, and I quote, "If it's really at the point where we're in the critical zone, yeah, you'll see me sometime next week," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.